Please turn to the back of your bulletin. Today is Palm Sunday and the Sunday of the Passion. We begin with the processional account, and the gospel lesson will be the crucifixion account. Please stand for the reading. We begin Holy Week. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Most honored is the Son of David.
Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our Lord and King. And when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts, and to follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
We sing hymn 442 and hold our palms high.
Amen.
184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for Palm Sunday as we chant the introit.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the
my ear. to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him.
Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. Next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days, I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He has risen from the dead,' and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go and make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed, page 191. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Hosanna! Save us now! Hosanna! Hosanna isn't a simple request, like submitting a help desk ticket for a minor issue on your laptop. No, Hosanna is an urgent plea. It's more like wanting to be saved from that feeling of dread that comes over you when you see the screen of death descending as your computer dies. When you have your term paper almost written and lightning strikes, frying your computer before you can hit the save button. And for some reason, it hasn't been syncing to the cloud lately. How would we feel and celebrate in those moments if someone would come riding in who could fix it all, bring the computer back to life, save the term paper so we could turn it in on time without getting docked a letter grade? That feeling of exuberant relief and happiness is only a fraction of the celebration we read about when Jesus enters Jerusalem. But it's about much more than the saving of electronic bits and bytes. It's about Jesus coming to save people. But to save people from what? Often Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem is interpreted through the lens of nationalism. That the people of Israel thought Jesus was going to be a king who would save them from the tyrannical rule of the Romans. People went outside the city walls to greet him and wave palms, a symbol of victory. It's possible some in the crowd had militaristic hope in Jesus. But John doesn't write the gospel from a nationalistic or militaristic perspective. John writes of a salvation beyond the kingdoms of this world. Jesus rides into the city on a young donkey, a colt. Is this simply an expression of his meekness and humility? Oh, a donkey is a much humbler mount than a warrior's steed. It's doubtful anyone looked and wondered how many hands high the animal was, like they might have done with a mighty horse of war. But to an Israelite, a king coming on a donkey is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. You see, Israel was familiar with the imagery of a king riding on a donkey. When Adonijah tried to usurp the throne of David from Solomon, David commanded his own mule be given to Solomon to ride to his anointing as king of Israel. David said, Solomon shall come and sit upon my throne. Solomon, the son of David, rode to his enthronement on a mule. Jesus is the long-promised shoot from the stump of Jesse, David's father. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, sits as king astride an animal of his own creation. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, rides to his enthronement on the colt of a donkey. This is why Jesus rides in receipt of glory, laud, and honor. This is why the people shout, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And not just a king, but the king who conquers death, the king with power to raise the dead. So Jesus is coming to save people. But like we asked earlier, from what? Jesus comes to save his people from death. The people know it. Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. Our text says that those who had seen it continued to bear witness. Lazarus was dead, but now he lives. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. Oh, the tyranny of death is far greater than the tyranny of the Romans. Church Father Cyril of Alexandria wrote, "The crowds greet Christ with palm branches, singing hymns to him as one who has conquered death." And how would Christ conquer death, except he go to meet it? The King of Eternal Israel goes out to fight for his people. But not on warrior steed, not with shouted taunts or a steely blade, but with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. The Word of God made flesh rides to meet death as his own fulfillment. He said, "All who disobey God shall surely die." He said a singular offspring of woman would bruise the head of the serpent who deceived Adam and Eve, but that his own heel would be bruised also. He said the ground is cursed because of sin, and thorns and thistles would invade the Garden of Eden. He said, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins." Death corrupted all creation God had made and declared very good. In order for creation to be restored, death must be defeated by blood. The scripture of the prophets must be fulfilled. So the Word of God keeps the time of his fulfillment by the dusty, plodding steps of a donkey. He's betrayed by Judas, but stays the sword which comes to his defense. He's put on trial and answers not the charges against him. Pilate, finding no fault in Jesus, puts the question to the crowd. "What shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" "Let him be crucified," the crowd shouted. "Let him be crucified." Jesus exchanges the adoration of his people in elegant waving palm fronds for the cruel ugliness of a prickly crown of thorns. Jesus is crowned with our original sin, and he dies. Jesus is enthroned on the cross, where he establishes his reign and declares victory over death. Our high priest entered the holy place with his own blood, forever making atonement for our sin. The curtain of the temple is torn asunder. No longer are we separated from God by our sin. Your sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he brings his atoning blood to the eternal remembrance of God our Father in his holy supper. Jesus yielded up his spirit and took up his life again to make us alive by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and by faith in the word of our baptismal waters, we are risen with him. When Jesus rises from the dead, Mary Magdalene sees him, but thinks that he's the gardener. And that's fitting. Jesus is the gardener who restores creation by the life of his blood to a state more beautiful than Eden. Incorruptible. Never again will elegant palms be replaced by ugly thorns. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ brings forth abundant life for all creation. To this we bear witness. Jesus was dead, but now he lives. Our God died, but the slain lamb now stands victorious in the midst of the throne of God. as those victorious over death by his blood we sing. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. Bow thy meek head to mortal pain, then take, O God, thy power and reign. All glory, laud, and honor be to our Redeemer King forever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We sing offertory page 192, we stand to sing.
Sheets can be placed in the basket as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. King of glory, Lord of hosts, lift up the gates of our hearts, make way for your beloved Son. Forgive our sins, renew our souls, that we may glorify him who died to save us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, you desire not the death of any sinner, but that all would turn to repentance. Bless the preaching of the gospel and the ministration of your sacraments in mission fields around the world and in this congregation. Bless and protect all missionaries, pastors, and teachers and evangelists as they proclaim Christ boldly, even in hostile places. Surround their families with your care. Banish from our hearts all fear, and may we bring your word to all the nations abroad. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, child care, and campus ministry. Bless Pastor Micah Wildauer and his wife Robin as they serve in Belize. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you sacrificed your Son on the cross that we may be called as your children. Increase the faith of all of us in our daily vocations, that receiving Jesus and trusting in his atoning sacrifice, we may live in sacrificial love for others. This week, bless Pastor Rob Straver, Debbie Busking, Landry Lewis, and Cynthia Burks, Andrew German, C.J. Bauer, Ethan Nash, and Candy Gorman as they celebrate their birthday and baptism. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, you are the King enthroned in Jerusalem as the true ruler. You lay down your life for all of your people. We also ask that you would bless those in authority among us, police and firefighters, those who serve in the military, Mike, Emily, Alex, Ricardo, Batanga, Danny, Courtney, and Eli. Be with all those who are the victims of the earthquakes and the floods and the tornadoes throughout our country and nation. And be with the families of those martyred for their faith at the Nashville Covenant Christian School. Surround them with your mercy and strength as we commend them all to your care. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
According to your gracious will, look with mercy upon all those who suffer illness, physical disability, or are in need of healing and strength. Be with Michael Maltz, Pastor Butch Raines, Jim Turnbull and Wilma Stone, David Coretto, Linda Fillmore and Christopher Tomlinson, Bob Eady, Fred Miller, Carol Wente, Tim Anderson, Lindsay Shem, and Candy Darman. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, your Son entered humbly into Jerusalem to the cries of Hosanna. May we, in the promise of his holy sacrament, receive his body and blood in repentance and faith for the forgiveness of our sins and a true confession. Answer your people's prayers of Hosanna to save us through the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, there life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Hosanna, the little children sing.
blood of Christ. Page 199, we stand to sing.
The Lord.
Thanks be to God.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.